This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian.
Daryl.
So, Dr. Mary Ruart has hit the news recently. Dr. Ruart, we've had on this show in the past a couple of times. Great author, the author of one of my favorite libertarian books, that would be Healing Our World. And you can read the old 90s edition online for free, but there have been like four rewrites since then, or three or four rewrites, and it's still an excellent
book.
They're
on a fourth edition, yeah, which would be three rewrites.
Right. So I just didn't keep track of how many rewrites there were, but she's been updating the book over time with new information and,
yes,
you know, new chapters. Great libertarian communicator, one of my favorites, because she really comes at the libertarian position, which is the belief in the non-aggression principle, which says that you don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals, in a nutshell. And she's great at communicating those ideas, I think, more so to liberals, because she comes at it from a compassionate perspective. That's not to say that conservatives aren't compassionate people or can't be compassionate people. It's just that the way that she talks sort of frames the issues, frames the libertarian position as the most compassionate one, rather than framing it from the perspective of, oh, well, you'll save all this tax money if you lower the government. Right.
Right.
There's a certain way to talk to somebody who's a conservative that's probably going to be more effective than how you talk to somebody who's a liberal. And Ruart has always been good at
More conservative people who talk about wanting to save tax money are then all of a sudden fine with spending, millions upon millions of dollars for certain pet projects that they like. The drug war, the war on terror. You name it, they're fine with spending money on it. They don't care about the financials. They just like to give lip service,
sure,
to, save money here.
Well, conservatives aren't libertarians. I mean, despite the press that might want to make it sound like libertarians or conservatives,
right,
who smoke pot.
Ronald Reagan said that thing that time where he used conservative and libertarian in the same sentence.
Well, it's more than that, though. I mean, you've got people like Bob Barr, you've got Gary Johnson, these Republicans who recently have gotten the Libertarian nominations as of 2008, 2012, and 2016's presidential elections. That has done a lot, I think, to muddy the waters as far as what people might believe about libertarianism and what it means to be one.
True. And, Wayne Allyn Root back in like 2008 and 2010 was quoting Ronald Reagan when he said that thing that time with conservative and libertarian in the same sentence to basically say, see, this means we're conservatives.
It's ridiculous. So that's what I really like about Dr. Ruart. She's a former biomedical researcher, according to Salon.com, which is where she popped up just a couple of days ago. She came very close to being the Libertarian Party's presidential nominee in 2008. She was the one who was the biggest competitor against Bob Barr, and it
yes.
was a close nomination, if I'm recalling correctly. I don't recall the exact percentages, but she was, within striking distance. Unfortunately, it did go to Bob Barr, and that guy is a, political hack from Georgia who ultimately is a Republican who I believe has since rejoined the Republican Party.
Yes.
Gary Johnson, the Libertarian nominee in 2016, garnered a high-profile endorsement by the editorial board of the Chicago Tribune and polled relatively high for a third-party candidate during his campaign. along with the growing public support for third parties, at least in theory, it's worth keeping an eye on likely future candidates from outside of the Republican and Democratic parties. Ruard appeared on Salon Talks for a wide-ranging conversation this week where we discussed race, the war on drugs, libertarian philosophy, and abortion, the left-wing criticisms of her party's economic philosophy, and whether or not she'll run for office in 2020. We're going to share some of Ruart's answers to these questions here in moments, because that's one of the things she's really good at. She wrote a book about it. I think it's called Short Answers to Tough Questions.
Yes.
Something like that. Great little book to, you know, keep on the bathroom shelf and refer to, and, you know, kind of get some good ideas on how to answer objections to libertarianism and address very specific issues people are going to bring up.
And on the sixth ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Six ballots.
That's a lot of ballots.
Mary Ruart wound up losing by 48 votes.
Oh, man. What a shame.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. We'll get into a little bit more about Dr. Mary Ruart here in moments. We've got Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, it's about that Baltimore cop that had the video, the body camera, turned it on and forgot that it had all automatically recorded the preceding 30 seconds of it, and where the cop was seen planting the evidence before finding it. Okay.
Ooh.
And you didn't hear about that one?
No,
you
know,
I saw a headline on the thing, but I didn't actually watch the video or read a story.
Well, always remember what I've mentioned to you in one of my word traps. What percentage of the victims of drug asset forfeiture over the years have been innocent victims? And, of course, all of them are innocent. Okay? So just because they're planting evidence doesn't make it any worse than when they're going out and busting real drug dealers who are every bit as innocent as the ones who just had an attitude that didn't pass inspection.
Yeah.
And the other point that I want to bring up right now, it was recently announced that the CIA will no longer be clandestinely supplying help to Syrian rebels who are trying to overthrow Assad. Okay, this is one of the things that Trump and Vladimir Putin have worked on. This is one of the things that Vlad doesn't like because, of course, his country is supporting the opposite side. They're trying, you know, and...
Now, Tom, you are aware, hold on, you are aware that they actually suspended that program back in February, but 2 days ago they announced that they would not be reviving the program that they suspended. But some of the headlines are, oh, look what they just stopped doing today, that they stopped doing back in February. And also, the vast majority of the arms that were being given to these quote-unquote rebels were finding their way into the hands of Al-Qaeda, and the rebels were fighting one another. They weren't actually fighting either the Islamic State or the Assad government. They were fighting each other.
Let me point something out here that, you know, this is one of the things that Vladimir Putin is glad about, and that Donald Trump, of course, owns a lot of property in Russia that the Russian government could confiscate. And Vlad probably has a lot of dirt on Donald Trump, who is trying to stop the investigation from focusing on his family's finances. You know, they might have bank accounts in Russia that the U.S. investigators cannot find out about without the help of the Russian government. And so now it seems to me that we have a president who could be blackmailed by a foreign president.
He could be blackmailed by all kinds of people.
But I mean,
as long as there are skeletons in his closet, there are a good chance that, you know, there's a good chance that some people know about those skeletons and could blackmail him, whether it's the Russian government or the Iranian government or some competitor in Vegas or New York or whatever.
So I just wanted to point that out so that everybody realized that point, too. Okay. So
okay.
I'm all done.
Well, I mean, there's nothing new there. Thank you for the call, Tom. I mean, what president doesn't have skeletons in their closet? What politician generally, I mean, with the exception of, like, Ron Paul, who's basically a Boy Scout, but, like, what percentage of them, you know, can be blackmailed? Probably most all of them.
Right. And again, the program was suspended in February, And the vast majority of the weapons that were given to these rebels were finding their way into the hands of Al-Qaeda, and the rebels weren't even fighting against the Syrian government. They were fighting each other.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Sounds like the Libertarian Party. 855-450-3733.
We're not getting weapons from the CIA that I'm aware of.
No, but fighting each other. Libertarians are great at doing that. More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com. Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea. Free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype And the Skype username here is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us there. And you'll sound, in some cases, like you're almost sitting in the studio with us here. It's Ian and Daryl in our beautiful Keene, New Hampshire studios as we were talking a little bit about Dr. Mary Ruard, who has appeared on Salon.com kind of out of nowhere. And what a pleasant surprise to see Dr. Ruart fielding some questions in what appears to be about a 17-minute long video. They did not transcribe the entire thing, but I did find the part of the video where she mentions that, or she's asked the question about whether or not she'll be running for president for the nomination for the Libertarian ticket in 2020, and she says she's been contacted about it, but that she has not yet made a decision. So, as the host put it, that's a definite maybe. So, hopefully we'll see Dr. Ruart running. Now, Daryl, you ran for president. We'll give a couple of her answers to some of the questions here in a moment. But you ran for the nod by the Libertarian Party in 2016.
Correct.
And you were probably the most principled of candidates, basically the Dr. Ruart of the stage up there. Would you be throwing your weight behind Dr. Ruart if she decided to throw her hat into the ring?
Definitely. And I actually, before the 2016 campaign began, she was, I think, the keynote speaker to the NHLA dinner in 2015.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
And I saw her there, and I asked if she would run in 2016, because I would have dropped out and thrown my weight to her last year.
Right.
So, yes, if she throws in, she's got my full support.
Good. So, first issue here that Salon transcribed from the video, and we'll put the full link on our Facebook and Twitter so you can check it out later. On what libertarians can do, the question was regarding what libertarians can do to reach out to people of color, especially around the war on drugs and mass incarceration. And Ruart said, well, whenever we have the regulations or laws that appear colorblind but actually target the poor, as really the war on drugs do, You actually have what is essentially de facto racial discrimination, and that's what's happening here. So as a libertarian, my message to people of color is, hey, you're being discriminated against, but not the way you think. Minimum wage laws, licensing laws, the war on drugs, they all target you, even though on the surface they look racially neutral. And that is something that, you know, she certainly gets into in her book, Healing Our World, how minimum wage laws, for instance, which we're seeing publicized in places like Seattle and California and elsewhere, that these minimum wage laws actually hurt the very people that they are intended to help.
Right. And I'm sure you've seen some of the stories about what is going on in Seattle. To where
the $15,
even though it's not yet to 15,
right? They started, you know, at 13.
They're doing this, you know, staggered stage up to 15, but you have people that have requested fewer hours because, oh well, now I'm not getting this benefit or that benefit. So even though the minimum wage has increased, the average part-time worker has seen like a $125 decrease in their salary.
As far as what it'll buy, you mean?
No, as in what they take home, because they're working fewer hours. They're getting paid
cut.
More,
yeah, okay,
but they're working fewer hours. So it wound up decreasing their pay.
It screwed them.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, as it usually does, the poorest people end up getting their jobs either cut entirely or cut down, as you're pointing out, because the companies can only cut down the quality of the product so much. I mean, if you're already selling bottom-of-the-barrel fast food as far as quality food is concerned, then, you know, you really can't get much more bottom-of-the-barrel.
Right.
So you can't cut costs in anywhere but personnel.
Right.
At that point.
Anyway. So you either lay off workers or you cut hours. Or both,
yep.
You wind up, oh, you know what, we used to run with four guys in the kitchen, now we're doing it with three.
And she mentions licensing laws here as well. Again, those also target poor people, which of course ends up, you know, disproportionately targeting blacks and other minorities. But licensing laws keep people from advancing by doing their own thing. Like, great example of this would be the hair braiding. Here in New Hampshire, just this year, it was legalized to hair braid without a government license.
Right, and I definitely think that Dr. Ruart should get the credit for doing that, even though she never came to New Hampshire to testify on that bill.
Mm-hmm.
but it was her book, Healing Our World, where I first read about these hair braiding laws. And then a couple of years ago, you had groups like the Institute for Justice really start pushing to repeal these things. And you've got to wonder, would IJ or other groups be pushing for this had it not been written about in her book?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, I guess you'd have to talk to whoever at IJ, the Institute for Justice, and find out if they were influenced by Dr. Mary Ruart's book back in the day. I mean, it started back in the 19... The book came out in the 1990s originally, so it's been around for a number of decades at this point.
Right, but, you know, there was, what, like the second or third edition came out in the late aughts, maybe right around 2010, and it was right after that when you really started seeing the push to try to get rid of these hair braiding licenses, which is why, you know, I'm going to give her credit.
All right, all right. I mean, I'm sure she played a role in that. Obviously, I would think that some also who might have contacted the Institute for Justice who've had themselves oppressed by these hair braiding licensing laws that had for many, probably years, I don't know how many decades in different states, had required hair braiders who don't have to use any kind of, you know, sharp knives or scissors or crazy chemicals that are supposedly the reason why, like, most hair styling licenses exist. That, you know, they don't even have any of that with hair braiding.
Well, not only that, but if you go to a beautician school or you go to the cosmetology school or you go to barber college, there's one thing they do not teach you, and that is hair braiding. But, you know, these bureaucrats.
Or they don't teach you African hair braiding. They might teach you how to do, like, you know, the regular white girl braid with the three strands that you kind of.
Probably
around.
Not even that. But, you know, they're not teaching this specific thing that some regulator is saying, no. You've got to go to barber college to learn how to do this
Where
thing.
You have to go to 1,000 hours or whatever. In different states, I'm sure it's different. But I think Here it was like 1,000 hours of training.
Closer to 1,500.
That never actually touches on the, you know, the issue at hand. So you've spent all this time and money getting this license, this government permission slip, and ultimately it did not do anything to benefit your education because that's not what you wanted to do. You didn't want to be a beautician. You wanted to do African hair braiding. And it was specifically African hair braiding that was talked about because I was at the full hearing for this thing. I recorded it.
Right.
It's on freekeen.com. It's actually on the Freekeen YouTube channel. So if you want, you can watch and listen to these ladies come up and talk about their experiences in trying to, like, exist and do this business, this thing that they learned from their mothers, who learned it from their mothers and so on, to, you know, do that as their business. But also, you know, they can't really do it legally very easily, so some of them were doing it underground. And, you know, they came out and they told their story, and it was really interesting. So it's there for you. I'm sure you can just search the Freekeen YouTube channel for hair braiding, would be my guess, and it'd probably come up. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio waves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And you don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's a slick and easy-to-use marketplace where you can trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of the services available on Simbi.com. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. So go get your account at Simbi.com, S-I-M-B-I.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi.com. As we go to Tom, we talk more about Dr. Mary Ruart and her interview on Salon.com in moments as a potential future candidate for the Libertarian Party nationally in 2020. Tom, you're calling from the West Coast. Was it Oregon? Where are you calling from?
Northern California.
California, that's right.
Hopefully to be a new state here in Northern California.
Yeah, now, so you're part of the Jefferson movement, right? The state of Jefferson?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of water under the bridge since the last time we spoke.
All right.
And I am now actually chairman of a movement that came out of the Jefferson movement.
Tell me about that.
And, you know, before we get into that, I got a question for you guys.
Okay.
Are you familiar with startup societies, and are you planning on attending the summit in San Francisco next month?
So I'll answer the first question first. Yes, I am familiar with the Startup Society group. I went to the summit that they had in Portsmouth last year.
Right.
I will not, however, be attending the thing in San Francisco.
Yeah, I also do not plan to be there. I didn't even know about it. What is it?
Well, it's a group of people that are looking for ways to start up new societies, special economic zones. I will be going to the one in San Francisco, and I'll be speaking at the one in San Francisco on Saturday afternoon.
Cool. So what is it that you're going to be talking about there?
Well, we have formed a new organization that came out of the old Jefferson movement. The update on the Jefferson movement is that they have filed a lawsuit in federal court, and unfortunately, they came out and campaigned on smaller government, and then they brought a lawsuit that, if it's successful, will bring much larger government. In the way of wanting to up our legislator count here in California from basically 120 to 12,000 legislators.
What?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. So the proposal of the State of Jefferson people was to increase the number of legislators in California to 12,000?
Correct. There is a lawsuit filed by the SOJ 51 group to bring the number of legislators up. They're claiming a lack of representation, and that's supposed to
get them to, if they succeed, which they aren't going to, but if they succeed with that lawsuit and get 12,000 state representatives created, the theory would be that then they'd finally have fair representation and they wouldn't have to break away, or that they then would be able to break away.
I think it's they would get the fair representation so that they could, because in order to break away, you need permission of the entity you are breaking away from.
That is correct, but they're after more representation. We still have the problem. The basic problem here in Northern California is the top third of California only has 6 legislators in Sacramento. Los Angeles County alone has 34.
Wow.
So we really have no effective say because of a court case called Reynolds versus Sims.
And presumably they wouldn't want to let you just break away because the state gets a lot of water from the north part, right?
That's one of the issues, but whether we break away or not, the water's under contract. So, the new entity has to honor the contract.
So
last fall, we had a big meeting. We had over 500 people gather. Wow. It was awesome. And we formed committees in the beginnings of trying to get more organized with the state. And at that meeting, one of the committees that was formed was an executive committee to oversee the direction and governance of the new state. And I happened to be the one out in the audience that asked for the executive committee, and the rules of the game were we have easel paper. We'll sign up our name on the easel paper. If you're interested in being chair, circle your name. I signed the easel paper, circled my name, and I was informed 3 days later that, they decided to disband the executive committee and that it wasn't needed.
Okay.
And my response was, well, gentlemen, you had the consent of over 500 people to form the executive committee, and now you're trying to disband it behind people's back without their consent. So I do not recognize your authority to do so, and we will continue forward with this executive committee.
Schism.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, like so many movements, you get that initial burst of success, and the people that started it want to hang on tight and not want to take it to the next level. So we met, we gathered, we created a charter that is the foundational document for who we are and what we're about.
So who are you?
So we are now the New State Movement.
The New State Movement.
New State Movement, yes, sir.
Okay.
And the New State Movement is a chartered organization. We have 6 counties that have ratified the charter so far. And so we are moving.
Now, when you say you have counties that have ratified it, does that mean that people in those counties have ratified it, or that some official government bureaucrat has ratified it?
People have ratified it.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, yeah. We will be going before boards of supervisors and things like that with the document. But
now, is this still expected to just be the northern six counties or whatever of California, or is it also going to include some of southern Oregon? What's the geography proposed here?
That's under discussion. Mm-hmm. Quite frankly, I will be having a discussion tomorrow with people in Southern California about either one or two new states all the way from the Oregon border to the Mexico border.
Hold up. So wait a minute. So
this is getting very big.
Okay, so you're talking about the this state could extend all the way down, what, the east side of California? Because isn't that where the kind of the more red state folks are?
May well be two states.
Uh-huh. Huh.
So we are under negotiations with other people that want to join.
So would this be splitting California, what's currently California? You're talking about creating two new states out of that and still having something that would be California?
So three states?
So yep. Three states?
Three states, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, or maybe four. Depends on what really makes sense.
All right. And that would all be encompassed in the new state movement that you're talking about?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The number one issue is to get the consent of the legislature to form a new state. So really, realistically, the more counties we have on board, the more legislators that have constituency that's involved.
I see.
So the more clout we have within the state legislature.
So how brand new is this new state movement? Like, when did you guys settle on
December.
This?
December was our first meeting.
Okay. All right. Where does one go to learn more about it?
Newstateccr.org. That is
newstateccr.org. All right, so obviously you're interested in having people from California check in with you and possibly sign on to sort of represent their area. Is that the idea?
Yeah, the way we're doing this is we're starting committees in counties that are interested in participating in this. So functionally, it simply looks like you get a group together, hopefully, 20, 30 people, maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
You hold a town hall. You decide to create a committee out of the town hall. You elect a chair, vice chair, secretary, treasurer, and then you elect a representative to the CCR and two alternates. So,
and then at some point, you guys will probably put something together, go to the state legislators, and ask them to put something forward, I would imagine, right?
Well, we might even elect our own senators.
All right. I want to hear more as this develops, Tom. Thanks for the call tonight. Newstateccr.org is their website. Good luck with the recruiting. And they're not the only secession movement there in California, which is interesting. More coming up.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that buysellmakeoffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and click the sign me up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused house
household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us here on the radio waves. Our number here is 855-453. Like freedom, 855-450-3733. We're talking about secession. We can talk more about future potential presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, Dr. Mary Ruart, a little bit later. But we got off on the secession topic because Tom, who's been an occasional caller here to kind of update us on what's been going on with the state of Jefferson, as it is popularly known. Apparently, the state of Jefferson, which originally, as I understood it, was mixed between the Northern California counties and some of Southern Oregon.
Correct.
And there have been people who have been supporting that area seceding into a new state from California and Oregon, respectively, for quite a while, and Tom was involved. Yeah, he was involved in that movement, and apparently there's been a schism within that movement recently, which, of course, shouldn't surprise anyone, given that that's just sort of the way of things when it comes to movements. Seems like when a movement grows larger than about 30 people, the likelihood of a schism starts to dramatically escalate with each new person that gets involved, and 30 may be a little bit of a high number. But, so it's interesting to hear about all of what's going on out there, which states have the most exciting secession movements. And you got to admit, California, especially ever since Trump got elected, has really kind of shown itself as one of the leading areas for secession movements. There are multiple competing secession movements in California. So now you've got the state of Jefferson, which we already knew about them. We just found out about the schism from that, which resulted in New State CCR, the website newstatecr.org. And that's who Tom, who was on the phone with us, was the chairman of. So you've got sort of that's, I don't know if you want to call them right wing, but let's call them the maybe smaller government groups. There's also a group that wants to see California secede from the United States and be its own country.
Yes.
Which I have to say that I'm much more interested in seeing that happen, but I support secession across the board. So I'd love to see all of these things succeed at seceding. And the other group, the much larger group, or at least you get the sensation that they're larger, at least from the media coverage they're being given and from the funding that is likely, from what we understand, behind what is now called the California Freedom Coalition. Listeners of this show may recall Yes, California was the previous big campaign for secession that started to get a lot of news coverage after the Trump election, or right at around the time that Trump was elected. But they had existed prior to that. So there was a lot of news coverage that sort of centered on Yes, California, as though this was somehow spurred by the Trump election.
Right.
But that's not true. They were working to collect petition signatures or organize prior to Trump's election. But regardless, they did get an explosion in press coverage after the fact. So it certainly didn't hurt them that Trump was elected as far as their coverage was concerned.
Correct.
What ended up hurting them was sometime this year, the organizer, the prime mover behind Yes California, decided he was going to call it quits on this whole petition drive secession thing and apparently moved to Russia. So once that happened, the whole thing, because sometimes movements unfortunately rely on the actions of one person more so than they should.
Right.
And this person, you know, once they decided they were going to move to Russia, the rest of the Yes California thing, the petition drive, just kind of crumbled. And they formed instead this new thing, the California Freedom Coalition, which is, in my opinion, a better name than Yes California. It is more communicative of what it is that they're looking for. And according to LAWeekly.com, they are back in the news. This was as of just a couple of weeks ago. The coalition, or the California Freedom Coalition, the CFC, is making the point that California is getting the short end of the stick when it comes to federal representation and to the tax dollars it sends to Washington, D.C., according to a recent report by the CFC, which is the Calexit Movement to Secede from the United States. It's interesting. Their complaint is very similar to the complaint of the state of Jefferson or the other folks, the New State Movement, that their representation isn't good, right? So for the Northern California people, they're saying, well, compared to Los Angeles or San Francisco, you know, we don't get jack squat for representation in the state house. But the other folks, the California Freedom Coalition, are saying, well, at the national level, we in California do not get fair representation in the U.S. Senate, is what they are saying. So, again, same argument, just sort of different scales as far as, you know, what they're talking about.
Right, and also, you know, they're talking not only different scales, but completely different chambers of the legislature.
Right.
So the U.S. Senate, and let me, you know, sort of break this down for people that might not realize, the U.S. Senate, each state gets 2 U.S. senators.
That's right.
That's written into the Constitution. You know, whether you like the document or not, each state, regardless of population, gets 2 U.S. senators.
Correct. So there's 100 of them.
Currently,
yeah.
If, you know, there's another state, then there would be 102. If there's
correct.
One fewer state, there would be 98. So, 2. The House of Representatives is supposed to be based on population, and originally, you know, there was this calculation of a certain number until this, and then it winds up being based off of this population and blah, blah, blah. But sometime in like the early 1900s, it got capped at 435. And so they just, you know, do the math. So California has a lot more representatives than all of the other states.
That's true. But they're not talking about that.
Right.
Yeah.
But the state of Jefferson people, they're talking about the California State House.
Correct.
They have less representation in the California State House than a much more populated area like San Francisco Metro or
right.
L.A. Metro.
Which is typical for states where there are these, you know, high concentration metro populations that throw off essentially the
right.
Sort of the balance.
Here in New Hampshire, we've got this big, huge, giant landmass called Coos County.
Yeah.
That has, what, like 12, 13 state reps total for the entirety of that giant county?
But there's also like 30,000 people up there, too.
And There's probably a couple more than 30,000, but
okay.
You know, you've got Manchester, that city itself has a lot more, like three or four times as many state reps than the entirety of this big, huge, giant county. But you don't see, and I've certainly not heard, people that live in Coos County saying, we need more representation because we've got a larger landmass than Manchester.
I have heard that the North Country people would like to secede into their own state.
I've not heard that.
I've heard rumblings about that. I can't say there's any kind of organization to it. But they, the folks that live up there, they're an even more hardy bunch. There aren't very many of them. And according to Wikipedia, the population is just a smidge over 30,000, Daryl. It's 31,212 as of 2015.
Okay.
In the whole county.
Thought it was closer to 35, but...
All 1,830 square miles of Coos County. I mean, it's a huge chunk of New Hampshire. And folks up there, they feel like things are different up there in the north of
the
Notches.
Right, some of the people that live north of the Notches will call anybody south of the Notches a flatlander, even though, we discussed the elevation difference. It's only 400-foot elevation difference between Keene and Lancaster.
Which is in the north, yeah. I love seeing all these secession movements because they get people talking, and they get people talking about the idea of decentralization of power, the ideas and the benefits of secession, declaring independence. Now, obviously, I support independence on the individual level. I don't believe in the idea of states. I think they're a dangerous idea, and we need to get rid of them. But unfortunately, as long as people believe in the idea of the state, then we have to keep working within it to try to change things.
Right.
And secession is one way that we can do that. So the CFC... they've embarked on a campaign, the Education Fund's Taxation Without Representation Project, to educate Golden State residents about their political and fiscal relationship to the rest of the nation. The latest salvo was unleashed recently when the campaign released an analysis of California's representational power in the United States Senate. It includes a map, which they include here in this article, that shows what they call the representation in the U.S. Senate based on the size of the state. So because each state gets two senators, the states that are biggest on this map are like New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine. The smaller states get the largest physical representation, while California is shrunk down to a very, very tiny representation to kind of visualize for people the proportionality, if you will, by land mass to how many state senators, or how many U.S. senators state receives. So, if it persuades people to learn more about secession, I think that is wonderful. We're going to continue here with more on their report out of Calexit. And apparently there's now a Calexit comic book. Did you see that, Daryl?
I did not.
Yep, they've got their own comic book, which is awesome. So I think it's wonderful. The more secession talk we can have happening nationwide, the better, so that we can end the idea of the nation. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's Pool.Bitcoin.com.
Dog away from me.
DINOVITE.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom,
If you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.